Hello, my name is Valerie Nabaljeri Martin from Yundamu. I'm a Warlpiri descendant, and I've been talking about what's happening up in NT and in our own community. It's all about intervention. Intervention was supposed to be all about saving children, but we know we can be able to save our children, and we always have been. We've learned from our grandfathers, our aunties. It's really bad when Howard went around telling lies about us, talking about us. It's really bad. So most of our money, nearly all of our money, is quarantined in the basic card. We have to spend it in one day quickly. We have to spend this money quick, which is here. We can't pay our bills. It's really hard. I've got a grandson who's in a boarding school. He's got no parents. And I can't get money out of here. Send it down to Victoria. It's really hard. Government telling us what to do with our money is controlling us. It's really bad. We told the intervention people it was not going to work with us. But they pushed and pushed and pushed. And yet today, still governments, our government's still pushing today, even for our land now. How are we supposed to look after our kids and protect them? Because that, where our communities, our permits been stopped. It's wide open for anybody to come in and give drugs to our young people. It's not safe anymore, really, now that the government has took away our permits rights as well to our community. No jobs for young people out there. It's really bad. CDP was working, they scraped it. It's working for our young people. People, especially old people, get frustrated. It sort of brings back memories for what they went through. Ration days, they used to call. And it's numbered and numbered and names, and it's really bad. Dog days. When they heard it, especially old people, they were just crying, their tears in their eyes, just, you know. When I go around the camps, visiting, see how the old people are, how they're reacting to this whole thing, just brings back old memories. And it's another invasion. How are we going to survive in our language and our identity to the land? And carry on our culture, passing on to our kids. The government blackmailing us with money, which is not enough. We need that land to save our kids and protect our identity as well, and to carry on our cultural practice. If we want new houses, we have to give the land to them. How are we going to pay the bills on this? Government's telling us what to do all the time, controlling us. They're destroying our spirit. And our law doesn't change. Government laws does. It's just breaking our heart. Sometimes I get emotional, not only in front of everybody at home as well, when I see not only my kids' families. We can solve our problems. Not the outside that's controlling us. We want to be able to maintain our college, the culture, teach our kids, and the problems we have, we know because we went through one, petal sniffing. The whole family got together and worked our way through, and we got no petal sniffing there, up there. Just one day I just got up, this is our kids, not white men's kids, this is our own. I just stood up, everybody just looked at me. And they just, yeah, especially the old ladies, stood up with me. This is our kid. We don't leave it for white people to help us out. So we did it on our own. We had night patrol back then. We helped each other out. With that careful work, kids, we know how to look after kids. And our rights been taken away, and our identity to the land, to the culture.